giving honor to our spiritual leaders here, Pastor Core, Pastor Jimmy, praise God, CLC members, praise God, we love you guys, and CLC staff, praise God, thank God for each and every one. Thank God for this opportunity to come and share with you what the Lord, I believe, has put on my heart again tonight. It's such a great opportunity just to share what the Lord is saying in these days. Hallelujah. That people's eyes can become more and more open to what God is doing. God is a good God. God is a faithful God. God is a God who cannot lie, has never lied. Hallelujah. And God is a God of love. Hallelujah. And I thank you right now, Father, for being our God. Hallelujah. Creator of heaven and earth and everything that's in it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, if you will, turn in your Bibles, praise God, to Joshua chapter 1. And this is where I left off. This is where I started at last week. And I'm just going to kind of touch a little bit where I spoke on last week, what the Lord led me to do. And praise God, I'm just going to be led by His Spirit to say what He wants me to say. And I pray that you have ears to hear and a heart to receive tonight what thus says the Lord. Amen? Amen. Amen. Joshua chapter 1, and I'm going to begin with verse 5. He says, "No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live. For I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you." Hallelujah. That's the God I serve. He said, I will not fail you or abandon you. "Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I will give to them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do." Wow. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then you will prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command: be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. And my topic again tonight is being consistent. Being consistent. That means doing the same thing, repetition over and over again, being consistent, not wavering. Being consistent. And that's what we want to do. We want to go to the Father. We want to go to Him on a consistent basis. Not just on Thanksgiving, not just on Christmas, not just on Mother's Day, not just on Father's Day, but we want to be consistently talking to our Father so we can hear His voice and know His plan, hallelujah, that He has for us. And this is what it says. He says, praise God. He said, verse 7, it tells us not to deviate. That means to stray, especially from a standard, something set in place, a principle or a topic. Also means to depart from or establish course. Also means to depart from an established course. Deviate. You don't want to sway away from that. That's what he's saying. Stay with the word. Stay with the word. Stay with the word. Continually stay with the word. Hallelujah. And see, when you stay with the word, see, it says it right here. He says, study this book of instruction continually. And let me tell you, I'm reading from, that was from the New Living Translation. He says, study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. See, when you spend enough time with someone, what you'll find yourself doing, you'll find yourself imitating them or doing what they do or saying things that they say because you're spending time with that person. And that's what God is saying. Spend time with me. In my word, I've given you my word. You know, in John's gospel, it tells us, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And you know, that's what he's saying. He longs for us to fellowship with him on a consistent basis. Why? So we can fail? No. What he said right here, so we can prosper and succeed in everything that we do. God wants his children to be successful in life, not failures. He wants us to win. That's how he set us up, to win, to triumph, to overcome. Hallelujah. So you're going to do that when you're spending time with the Father, knowing what his word is saying, what his word is telling you. Hallelujah. It'll transform you. Glory to God. Jeremiah, and I read this last week also, is Jeremiah 29 and 11. He says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for what? For good, and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Hallelujah. See, that's what God is saying. He said, I know the plan. He's already written it out. He's already laid it out. But if you want to know what that plan is, what you got to do, we've got to spend time with the Father. We've got to get in that word. We've got to read it. We've got to meditate on it. And then, guess what? What it said? Then you will prosper and succeed in all you do. Hallelujah. You know, God is a good God. He's a faithful God. And I'm telling you, he loves his children. And about one scripture said, he said, we are the apple of his eye. Woo, we are precious to our God. But see, you got to get to know him. You got to get to know him for yourself on a consistent basis. And see, and then when you get to know him, then guess what? If God is this God that I was hearing about before I got saved, then guess what? Somebody told me about it and I found out about him for myself. Then guess what? Now I'm going to tell everybody else about this God that I serve. The God who created heaven and earth. The God who filled the skies. The God who filled my heart with himself. Hallelujah. You got to know him for yourself on a consistent basis. Stand before him. I'm telling you, go before him. Go before the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, I'm sorry, I went a little far. Put this back over there. There we go. Praise God.